Simon Shinun Vav. Dina Masamaim Averes Bechotza streams. This is very fancy. This is a very fancy Simon. Amasamaim Averes Bechotza, if you've got a stream of water going through your garden, a stream in the back, it sounds fancy, you know? I can picture myself this villa with a back, you know, this stream in the back. Sounds ganz fancy. Well, it's that kind of thing, yeah. So, it's 10 tvachim down and 4 tvachim wide. Page 416. Top line. And now you can see on the side, picture number 5, what we're talking about. So you've got this stream, this water stream, which is 10 tvachim, 4 tvachim wide, 10 tvachim deep. So, it looks quite lovely, I must say. It looks quite lovely. Although I probably would have chosen different, I probably wouldn't have paved the back garden like that. But that's a matter of opinion, I suppose. Chaim, what do you think? No? A water fountain would have been a lot fancier. Yeah, so Elohim, so you may not take water from the stream. Why not? Why can you not take water from the stream? Because remember, Rabbi said, this is the Rishus Yochid, and the water, Shul, is also within the Rishus Yochid. You've got it surrounding the, this is the whole, this is the Chatzah here. This is the Chatzah, it's all fine, it's all Rishus Yochid. He says, no, you have to make sure, you may not draw water from this stream into the back garden. And the reason being that, although it's all Rishus Yochid indeed, But you have to ensure to make a mechitza gvur asor b'chnisos v'yitziyoso. You need to have within the stream lowering down. You need to have a mechitza, a wall going down into the water, exactly as in the picture. Not only that, but that mechitza needs to be 9 tfachim. Needs to be both on the entrance in the exit of the water, b'chnisos v'yitziyoso, v'tefach menu meshuka b'mayim, and 1 tefach of this mechitza, which is 10 tefachim high altogether, 1 tefach must be in the water, submerged in the water. Why? Why is that? What can you think of a reason why we need it? It's a mechudosh tig halacha. It's not in line with other halachas we've learned. Here is a chiddush over here. That, yes, if you have a stream, it's all Rishus Yochid really, but you need to have an additional mechitza going down into the water. What could be a reason for that? So the Mishnah Berurah explained in Zifkot and Gimel, the reason is, the truth is that it's a lot stronger than good asik because you actually physically need the mechitza going down into the water. You're right, that if you don't even need it to Rishus Yochid, because if you just have the walls on the side, like in picture 5, without the mechitzas, you'd still be a full-fledged Rishus Yochid going down into the water. It would be Kudachis going down into the water. Nevertheless, of it is a special halacha that we need a physical separation, because I would have thought that perhaps the water, since it's the same water, the nature of water is that it just goes past. And the same water, I would have perhaps thought that I can't take from that, because it was a minute ago, it was a Karmelitz, and now it's Rishus Yochid. So I would have thought maybe I can't draw out from it. But now we're learning that no. Once it's Rishus Yochid, it is part of Rishus Yochid, you can take from it. So, but we do need an extra mechitza to make that separation, a visible separation. Pardon? And therefore you're saying?
That's why you might think it might not be allowed.
Yeah, but here, you're right. It's a nice comparison, but over here, since the water is a stream, a visible stream, so I'm looking at the words of Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel. Elohim ken osu, the kevan shem avdilin mishar ha-mayim, since it's actually separated from the other water, the chutz lechotze, which is outside of the chotze, ha-mayim, the water, which is in the chotza, in the garden, betain legabo is bottle. To be'al malo, come along. Normally we hold, kol ma shebesoicha mechitza, which is yochid, do everything which is yochid. Everything which is within the yochid is part of it. Ferak bezek shemechuborim, over here where it's connected, the water is connected, imamayim shemechutz, the water is connected throughout, amrin odeinu betailim, v'nasu rishus la'atzim, and I would perhaps thought that it's a Rishus Yochid in it, Rishus in its own. Mashenkin Kshem Avdinim, but when it's separated, Shem Rishus Yochid Aleim. Only then it becomes a Rishus Yochid. Because I would have thought that it's connected to the water outside of the Chotzer. But now here we're learning that, yeah, so the Mavdinim, the Havdalah, the Mechitz make that it's a separate unit. And it's part of the Rishus Yochid, and hence, you can't draw water from it. Second line, from the top, page 416. What happens if the Mechitz are completely submerged in the water? Picture number 6. You need one tefach which is going on top of the water. Kidei, in order, shiyamayim nichnosim v'yoytzim d'achsham. You need a bit of a recognizable tefach which is outside of the water. It can't be completely submerged in the water. Im ein b'neim shloshet tefachim shari. We're now learning also that you need to have three tfachim between the wall and the mechitza. It can't be more than three tfachim. You need to have a lovut. We're learning now also if there's less than three tfachim between the two sides of the stream, then you don't need any mechitzas, because it's going to be lovot. Okay, so if from the right edge, the left edge, it's less than three tfachim, then you say lovot, and you don't need a mechitzas. See base. For save base, we will need picture number. On the next page, gentlemen, there's three pictures. And there's picture number 16, that's the one we need. Picture number 16 and picture number 17. Have we got it? So that's the ones we need. Okay, chotzer shenifritza. If you've got a chotzer which is nifritza, which is opened up, it broke open, which is picture what? Yeah, picture 16, thank you. Can you see the wall is broken off over there? So this villa had a bit of an issue over here. And the back wall broke off. So that's chotzer shenifritza, which is a very, very... frequent concept in the Eruvin. Chotzer shenifritza, a courtyard which is open up, it broke off, open. Veloshen yama veres ala pirza, in this villa, had behind this wall, there was a stream, a river. Veloshen yama veres ala pirza, imenu bimloi vein pirza yoysim asor mutter lemalats imenu velachen islabois. The question is, can you draw water? Can the inhabitants of these villas, of these houses, can they draw water from this water? Yes, I know that wasn't initially the intention. It just broke up. But now that it's broken, can you take water from there? Yes or no? The answer is that if this is less than 10 tfachim open, then you may. But if it's open more than that, or if it's wider than 10 open, which is picture number 17, if it's like significantly open, can you see that there is a little bit of open, but water literally goes into the chotzer? Then you'd be allowed to take from there. But you won't be allowed to take into the house. But you need to reestablish a mechitza. But if no gedudim, meaning there's no which means that there's nothing left at all of this mechitza, then the halacha is also la funda malas bechotza, even allowed to take from the chotza. So basically, gentlemen, if I can just rephrase this as follows: if you look in picture 17. That's safe base. There's two questions. One question is, can you draw water from the river onto the chotzer? Question number one. And then another question is, can you take water into the house? Which is question number two. And here we're differentiating. We're saying that we have to look at if there's gedudim or not. Gedudim means a little bit of leftovers of the wall or not. So generally speaking, if it's open, if it's completely open, you can take into, if there's no gedudim, if there's nothing left of the wall, you'd be allowed to take into the chotzer, because it's all the same water. It's all one big thing and there's no separation at all. But they wouldn't allow you to take into the house. Water, you mean, yes, it is. But it will be part of the Karmelis. It's all completely opened up now. It's all part of that. But you can't take into the house, that's true. Yeah, but here it's completely open up. It's Chotzer Shenifritza. Loshen Shulchan is as follows. I'm going to go through the basic again. Chotzer Shenifritza. Chotzer Shenifritza. Veloshen Yama Verizala Pirza. Im Ein Bimluya Vein Bepirza Yosem Asso. That's the earlier picture. Picture number 16. Then Mutter Lemala is the man of Lachen is the Beis. If it's Pochus, if it's. Mutter Lemala is the man of Lachen is the Beis. Then if there is water. Im Ein Bimluya Vein Bepirza Yosem Asso. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Nun, "V'af al pi shehi amuka asar v'chov arba, enu deyam ala mas mayim, t'bekan kivin shenichnas lo shnayam b'chotze v'enu yoytze menu letzad acher, hu keboil shebechotze mechitze chotze matiro yis oiso." It's considered one unit, and you can draw water from there. And it's unlike... You see that at the end of the day, you're taking from the Karmelis into the Shus Yochid. I do not know. כיוון שנכנס לו של יום בחוצה, ואין יועץ ממנו לצד אחר, הוא כבויר שבחוצה, הוא מחיץ לחוצה מתיר איזו איסו. He calls it a בויר שבחוצה. שבויר שבחוצה, ומחיץ מתיר איזו איסו. I don't know, I have to look up the sea base, We'll go for Sif Beis on Sunday. It's true. It's not. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I thought initially. That's exactly what I thought initially. But it looks like that's not true. You're right. It does mean that. Chaim is right. Can you say it again? Yeah, it is. That's exactly how I said it earlier, and it's true. Mutal emalis and men of lachnis labais. Because the chot is an enclosed area. Thank you very much. Yes, correct. Nifutzom emiloya, but if it is opened up completely. Picture number 16. Because it's not completely open. It's less than... So that's what Mishnah Berurah says, that it's different over here because the water doesn't go in and out. Yep. Right, and then say if Yudzayin is picture 17 is that Nifutzom Emiloya, if it's completely open, Hoyesh Bepirtze Yoyse Ma'asora, if it's completely open, all the Pirtze is more than 10, Im Nisha B'mokum Shenifutz Gedudim Gvoin Asor, if it's Gedudim, which is higher than 10, Gedudim means that there is like leftovers of the wall. There is some remains of that wall. Then v'amayim mechasim oisoi, and that is covered up from the water. Mutar lemalos menu bechotza. You can, it's still Shus Yochid, and therefore you can take water from the chotza. Aval also lachnis on labais, but you may not take it from the chotza into the house. Elim ken also mechitza gvar sozal alamayim. Unless you've reestablished the mechitza to some extent. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be carrying from the chotza into the Shus Yochid. That would be also. But if there's no gedudim left, there's nothing left at all. So you've got no walls at all, then also lemalas afilu bechotze, you can't draw anything with the chotze because it's all considered one reshus, and you wouldn't be allowed to take, if nothing left, it's all completely down, then also lemalas afilu bechotze, you wouldn't be allowed to draw even from the chotze, never mind from the stream, but even from the chotze you can't take into the house. Okay, good, fine. Let's continue with... Yeah. page 380. Fingernails. Fingernails. Motalir shem betzipoyrin. If you've got, did you ever see old, the older types for him, the more of the antique? The svarim which are about 100 years old, have you noticed they're much thicker, yeah? The paper is much thicker. What happens if you want to just make a note where you have a bit of a kasha? And you want to just like after Shabbos, you want to scratch with your fingernail. You want to like make a scratch and indentation on the sefer. Nowadays you can't really do it. It's pretty much all you want to just make a sign where you're up to. It's probably the equivalent of folding the page to some extent. It's a bit like the equivalent of that, a little bit like that. So can you scratch with your fingernail onto the sefer, onto the page, on Shabbos or not? Can you do that? So the halacha is, believe it or not, mutar lirshem lebetzipoyrin. You're allowed to scratch on the sefer. Ala sefer k'mo she'oshim le'simen, like you do for a simen. Change the miskan because it's not long lasting. It doesn't last, and therefore it is mutar, because we learned that anything which is davar she'ein miskayim is mutar. It's k'mo she'oshim le'simen. It's as if you make a hirshim as a simen, as a reminder. Like you do it as a simon, as a reminder. No, so mutar lirshem betzipoyrin ala sefer, k'mo she'rishmen le'simon. When you're doing it, the halacha they were allowing over here is if you are doing it with your fingernail, if you're doing it like this, that is mutar, k'mo she'rishmen le'simon, which is as if you would do it, if you do it properly as a simon on a weekday. You take a marker and you just make a bit of a simon on the side, like a very simple simon as a reminder. You'd make a line, you'd make a thing, and then change the miskayim. But if you're doing it with you, it's just a slight indentation with your fingernail, that's in a miskayim, and therefore it's mutar. We move on to Seif Vav, because now we've completed the halachas of Kosev and Moichek. And we're now moving to Chutzel Tfira Shenitfach, Hosele Motchoy. Now this is the following halacha, Toife. Now, toifa generally is if you are making two stitches, you're going in and out, in and out. That is normally considered toifa. Are you allowed, if something is opened up, are you allowed to tighten it, to make a knot to tighten it? And that's what we're learning over here. Chut shel tefira, the string that you have done the sewing, yeah? If you've done the sewing, and that opened, sheniftach, he opened up. Also, lemotchoy, you're not allowed to tighten it. Mishum toifa, because you're making a toifa. To have a deeper understanding of this halacha, we're moving on to Siv Zayin, which is going to remind us a little bit of the safety pin question. Oysum shemahatkin abgodim saviv zoyisem. Now, the shirts of earlier years, they were very wide, the openings was very wide by the sleeves, very, very wide openings. So what they used to do in order to tighten it a little bit, there used to be a string around the sleeves, and you tighten them up to some extent just to tighten it a little bit. So, and the halacha is as follows. Oysom, those people, shemahatkin abgodim soviv zoyisem, that would tighten up their abgodim, their clothing, soviv, around zoyisem, through the arms, around the arms, through the string, that they would insert it, they would tighten it. They could only do that, and normally it's also to do that, to tighten it up, and then to tighten it completely, that would be also, you go in and out and in and out, and you tighten it, that's also to do on Shabbos, but, but if it is wide as it is, it's wide anyway, and you're not really tightening it up because it's just very wide still. And it is already fixed anyway, and all you're doing is like kind of putting it in, and it's not really tightening up from that. That would be mutter. Mishmur explains this a little bit better in Seif Cotton Chofches. He explains. Oysen Shematkin, Darkonoy Litinachut Besoich Ba Beis Yad Shal Zroyoy. Normally you'd insert the string into the Beis Yad, into the sleeve, of Zroyoy around the arm. Tekshiroitze Lehatkoy, when he would want to tighten it up, Hoyomoyteach Achut Umishadik Heitev. He would insert it and then tighten it up. So you put it around the sleeve and then you'd like tighten it. And that would be a Maisa of Tefira. Because, yes, it was like holes. And then you tighten it up. Yeah, perhaps like that, yeah. And then by tight, it goes in and out. The point being, the reason why this is Teufa is because there's an element of going in and of the holes and out. In and out. In and out. And that's Teufa. Shoelaces. Yeah. Shoelace lemaise is mutter. I don't know why. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why it's mutter. I mean, the first time using it is also al-stik and mona. First, you can't put them the first time around on Shabbos. But once they've been in there, you're not allowed to put them in. I don't know why. Why is it not? We have to think about this. But let's just finish off the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe Sivkot and Chof, that's the answer to your question, Abgidin. I mean, that's maybe the answer. And with these sleeves it is permitted, and it doesn't resemble teufa. They have a commander machnis crossing the lois, as if you'd put lulois crossing the lois. It's as if there's like there's round things crossing the lois, and you put things around the lois, like the lois in the Mishkan. What's called loops. If you put things in loops, that's not considered at all. Since it is initially reserved for that and it's intended for that, and therefore there's those holes anyway, all you're doing is you're putting it in and out, and it's done bitmidus regularly in and out like this, and you take them potentially, it's meant for being taken in and out or consistently, and therefore it's mutter. So that's probably the answer to your shoelaces as well. I wonder, I'm not so sure. Because the point of view is, those sleeves, you put them in and out, in and out, in and out, and then you tighten it. And then once, and then, yeah, I think the pajama trousers is a good comparison. And then once you don't use it anymore, once you take your shirt off, you'd loosen it up, and then you take this out, this string out of the sleeve. Because you're loosening it up. That's mutter, that's not called tefira. Tefira is only if you're in and out, in order to tighten something, and therefore it is to tighten something in order to for there to be permanently. If you're not tefira by definition, sewing stitches is something which is meant to be permanent. Here we're learning, but this shirt, the yesoid of the shirt is, since it is not a permanent with permanent intention, that's why it's mutter. Now I wonder about your shoelaces, because shoelaces is also meant to be permanent. It's at least semi-permanent. You're not intending to loosen it up every time. So I'm not sure what that is. It's a good question. I do want to mention briefly over here the question and the controversy around safety pins. Rabbi said, what's the halacha of safety pins? Can you, if you've got something which is the top, say you've got a button missing or something, can you put a safety pin on, yes or no? Why?
It's like two weeks. And I'm closing it.
Okay, so that's... Many a poskim say exactly what you're saying, that it is actually a ma'aseh tefira. It's true, generally, ma'aseh tefira needs to have in and out. That's true. Here, perhaps, you don't have that. But it's still, as Mr. Berlin is saying, that it's still... It has got that strength. You only need the in and out, in order to make it strong. And over here, you've got a safety pin. It's going to last even without it. So it should be also as teufe. And indeed, many poskim hold that to put a safety pin on instead of a button is teufe. And many poskim even hold that it's deraisa. Many poskim hold that it's deraisa because you've got maisa teufe. Other achronim disagree and they hold that safety pin is mutter. Why? Why could a safety pin be mutter? That's right, exactly. Based on this halacha that we just saw now. Yes, I know there's also the element of in and out, but... No, I'm not sure. First of all, I'm not even sure you're making a hole. I'm not sure. I think that if you really look on the magnifying glass, you'll see there's plenty of holes. You're just maybe making it bigger. I'm not even sure. I never saw it being an issue of making a hole, but I don't know. But while some achronim hold that safety pin is mutter because it's not teufa. Teufa, as we learned now, is permanent. We saw now in Shulchan Aruch that if it's not permanent, it's mutter. It's mutter. And safety pin generally, why would you normally put a safety pin on? It's not normally permanent. And therefore it's a ma'aser, which is not considered teufa, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So good question. That the answer is going to be that if you plan to leave it there forever, then it's going to be bottled to the baguette, and therefore it's bottled to the baguette. It becomes part of the. But then it will be teufa. Yeah. So that's a bit of a stir in obey. Yeah. So it's like a stir in obey. Yeah. I know someone to kvetch that it's. I hear your argument very much. I think that it's true to say that the consensus of the poskim is. I don't know, what do you do? Safety pins? You put safety pins on Shabbos? No, I think generally the meaning is certainly to be machmir and not to allow safety pins instead of buttons on Shabbos. Good evening and good Shabbos, I both say.